On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's the Christian Arcand Show here at WEEI. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. I will get to your phone calls in just a moment, but first let's get to our 630 headlines.
This is 630 Headlines.
Okay, so Mike Vrabel this morning was asked about Belichick Gate. He was asked about this whole thing that has gone on now that we're all hearing about, Belichick barring Patriot scouts from UNC. And when asked about it after their thrilling 20-3 win, was it, over Charlotte, which would have bounced back, Bill said, well, I'm not welcome there, and so they're not welcome here. Simple as that. And that was his, I know you are, but what am I, defense. Mike Vrabel this morning was asked about it. Do we have this? Here is Mike Vrabel this morning with Greg Hill when asked about Belichick Gate.
Is Bill Belichick welcome here? And were you surprised that he didn't allow the scouts onto campus to scout his players?
Again, nothing surprises me. I would imagine that Bill, I mean, he came back for, the best of my knowledge, Tom's ceremony, so that I would, he's welcome back based on the fact that he was there. So I'll just go by that. Since his departure as the head coach here, he's been back, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay. And he's right, too. He was there. I was there. Jay-Z was there. Fitzy was there. I remember it was a great night. And Bill was there. I don't know if he still has a key card to get into the facility. I would imagine that after you get fired, you probably don't. I'm not sure what business Bill Belichick would have at the Patriots facility anyway. Why does he need to be at the Patriots facility? Was there a time where he said, hey, guys, I got to get back there, and I left my phone charger in the office or something, and they wouldn't let him in? Like, what exactly happened? What possible reason would Bill Belichick have to go to the Patriots facility and be there? Aside from, I don't know, a statue honoring him or some ceremony for that. I can't think of one plausible reason why that would be the case. I can think of many, many reasons why Patriot scouts would want to go to UNC. Or I could, if they had good players that the team would actually want to draft. I don't know. It's up for debate right now. But all I know is that even if Robert Kraft told Bill Belichick, you're not welcome here, which it doesn't sound like he did, considering the fact that he was allowed to come out for the Brady thing, and that other than that, what possible reason would he have to want to be there in the first place in the facility to do what?
Maybe Jordan wants to go through Patriots Hall of Fame and learn the history of the Patriots.
You know what? I was at the pro shop on Saturday. I went down there. I took Cindy and George down there. We went to go check out. I wanted to see the statue. I hadn't seen the statue yet. So we went down there to go look at it. Good statue. From certain angles, the head looks too small, but from certain angles, it looks just right. So I don't know. I'm still a thumbs up on the statue. Couple of observations from the pro shop that I'd like to share. Number one, there are lots of throwback uniforms. In fact, the section of uniforms is like almost. It almost seemed like there was more throwbacks than there were current players. There is an entire rack of Jalen Polk jerseys that didn't seem like had gotten a lot of action. A lot of Cole Strange jerseys that they had to put on the discount rack, but it seemed like those were still moving pretty well. Saw some Tommy DeVito jerseys. You know what I didn't see? Among the throwbacks. And you saw everybody's Curtis Martin, Ty Law, Willie McGinnis, Zoe, Randy Moss, like all everybody. Julian Edelman. Everybody except number 87. And when I say 87, I don't mean Ben Coates. He was there. 87, Rob Gronkowski. Nowhere to be found anywhere in that Patriot shop. You could not find a Rob Gronkowski anything there. And so I went up to the guy. They do like the custom jerseys back there, you know. And I walked up to him. I said, hey, how come no Gronkowski? And he goes, well, all the players, all the old players with the throwbacks, they all have like a deal with the team. And they get like a cut of the sales. And I don't think Gronkowski has like a problem with the team. I just think he doesn't even know about it. Like he has no idea. No one ever told him. And if he did know, he probably didn't care anyway. And he's just doing that. And I thought, huh, well, that's interesting. Because they'd sell a lot of Gronkowski jerseys even without a deal with the player. You know what I mean? Like just bring in throwback jerseys. You don't have to have a deal with the player. You'd sell a ton of those things. People love Gronk still. And, you know, they like Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper and stuff, too. But, like, Gronk's like an all-time player. No Richard Seymour either, I thought was weird. Like, there was, you know, there's a lot of guys missing up there, I thought, in the jersey thing. But anyway, Mike Vrabel. You could buy Mike Vrabel jerseys. It seemed like those were selling.
Is Wiggy up there?
Did not see Wiggy. Now, Wiggy would sell jerseys. I'd buy a Wiggy jersey. I'd buy it today.
My father went to the Italian thing last week, and they got a Wiggy 8x10.
The Italian Feast
Saint Anthony. What is that? I should know. I'm Italian, but I have no clue what it's called.
So last weekend was Saint Gennaro, and the weekend before that was the Labor Day. The long weekend was Saint Anthony. That's the one he went to. I would imagine, yeah, because Saint Anthony's the big one. Saint Gennaro's a nice one. I didn't go to any of them this year. I've been to a million of these things, so it's like, you know, I skipped it this year. But and also I don't live there anymore, so it's one thing. What I used to like though is the Flight of the Angel. You know, the flight when they had the angel fly out through Hanover Street. I always thought that was great. I always thought that was a great thing. Anyway, I'm getting way off track here. What I want to say is that Mike Vrabel claims that Bill is welcome at Gillette anytime he wants to be. And I believe him. I just don't know why Bill would even want to go there. And I can't imagine why he is doubling and now tripling down on this ridiculous grudge that is not really hurting the Patriots at all. The only people it's hurting are the kids on his team. And that's it. And him, too. It's hurting Bill and making him look like a little baby. But we all sort of knew that already about him. That's hurting his kids. It's going out of your way to hurt your kids. And I don't think that you survive that as a coach at a college. You know, I don't think so. You want to be an a-hole to a bunch of pro athletes, okay, that's something. But these are student athletes. These are kids. And you're trying to shut the door to their future. Like, that's not something I think is going to be able to stand. That being said, I have one more Bill Belichick-related highlight. I keep saying highlight instead of headline. I have one more Bill Belichick-related headline that I would like to tell you about. And this one may have slipped under the radar here. But it's headline, so this is the only time I'm really going to get to talk about it. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has refused 4 trademark applications filed by Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson, who is written as his companion, saying the phrases they attempted to trademark would cause a likelihood of confusion with previously filed ones. You want to hear what they are? In April, Bill Belichick's company.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
DCE Rights Management filed to secure several trademarks, including these four. Do Your Job, Ignore the Noise, The Bellustrator, and No Days Off. Those all sound familiar, right? Because they're already previously trademarked, previous trademarks that the Patriots trademarked. However, what's different about these? It's not just Do Your Job, it's Do Your Job, Bills version. Ignore the Noise, Bills version. The Bellustrator, Bills version, and No Days Off, Bills version. Hard to believe it got rejected. Hard to believe that. The patent office released the decision last week saying it rejected the request because it is likely consumers would be confused, mistaken, or deceived as to the commercial source of the goods and or services of the parties. Meaning, you can't just slap Bill's version at the end of these things and have them be trademarks anymore. You're not Taylor Swift, you idiot. What's the matter with you? What's wrong with you? Why? I mean, this one is very obvious who was in charge of this whole thing. And the fact that it all got rejected probably wouldn't be headlines anywhere else except for the fact that it's Bill Belichick, and this is just ridiculous. They said, it's obvious that they would refuse these applications from the start. They're too similar. I can't say I'm going to make Nike shoes and call them Joe's version. They're still Nike. Once somebody has the trademark registered, you can't just add something to it and get it registered. So, unfortunately, that one didn't work out. All right, next headline. Whoa there. Nick Costos.
I have no clue how that happened.
I don't either. But next headline is that the Bears and the Vikings are playing Monday Night Football tonight. They kick off at 8:15. We will not have that game for you here as we will be carrying the Red Sox and the A's. That's getting underway at 10 o'clock. However, I got to say, Chicago's favored by a point and a half. I love the Vikings in this game, and I would be leaning that way if someone were to ask me my betting advice on that. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. There's your headlines. Let's get to the calls. Joe is in the car. Joe, you lead us off. Go ahead.
Christian, this is Tim from Hanover, brother. How are you?
Hi, Tim. It says Joe in the car. Tim in Hanover. How you doing?
Good. It's all good. Christian,
yes.
I loved everything you had to say about the Patriots team.
Okay.
Believe me. But that yesterday was the gauge, and I said that Friday to you, the gauge to see how good they were going to be. And I'll tell you what, I'm not mad at the team. The whole thing stems from what we got before the draft and during the draft. They didn't make the moves they should have made to get the money in here. If you did what, look at Justin Fields. I talked to you about the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets won. They should have won that game. What they did is they took him, traded him. They got him right there for New York. The kid stepped up, and he almost won that game because he has a better team around him, better receivers, offensive line. They changed, and that kid's going to do good. That Jet team, everybody thought they were bums. They're going to be a decent team in our division.
Maybe, Joe. And Joe, sorry, Tim, thanks for the call. I'm up against the break, so I got to let you go. I also think Justin Fields is now in his, what, fourth season, fifth season? Like, so you're talking about a guy who's not like a young kid anymore. He's still young, but like for the NFL – he's getting close to having to make a decision about the end of his rookie contract. And I'm not exactly sure what Fields' contract status is, but you know what I mean. Like, he was part of the Mac Jones class. So that, to me, is not a young kid anymore. That's a guy who had some opportunity to develop a little bit. He wasn't great in Chicago by any means, but, you know, they threw him out there, and he got a second opportunity, and he's working it now with the Jets. He got a second opportunity with the Steelers, and then now with the Jets appears to be, at the very least, competent. He's a competent NFL quarterback going out there and putting up points like that against the Steelers team that maybe sucks this year. Who knows? But they looked okay. And, I don't know. I don't think the Jets are going to be some great team. I don't think the Dolphins are going to be as bad as they looked either. But I do think there's a good chance that coach doesn't survive. As for the Patriots, you know, you watch Buffalo and you watch teams like Buffalo and Baltimore, these great teams in the AFC, and teams that neither one of them can get past the Chiefs. But as far as the AFC is concerned, these are your top teams. These are your main guys. The number one and 1A of the MVP race going up against each other last night. And that was fun. That was a fun game. You weren't quite sure, you know, that Buffalo could come back, but there was always the threat of it. The Patriots are so far away from playing that kind of game, just so far. And I don't even mean that as a commentary strictly on Drake May. I just mean on the team in general. They are so far away from those type of games. And you saw a good chunk of that yesterday. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. My least favorite play of the game, that would be the punt that happened in the fourth quarter. You know the one I'm talking about. They were down 10, fourth and 5 at the 50. You get a false start there from Will Campbell, and they decide to kick it away. And that was that. They did get a field goal later on, but it was not enough. And I thought that that was the antithesis of what we were going to be getting with Mike Vrabel. I'll explain what I mean after this.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.